AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. New York City is preparing for demonstrations. Former President Donald Trump is calling on supporters to protest after predicting he was going to be arrested. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
The Manhattan courthouse, where a grand jury is investigating hush money payments to women who allege sexual encounters with Trump during his 2016 presidential campaign, already has scaffolding around it. Now police have moved in metal barricades. Mayor Eric Adams.
We're monitoring comments on social media NYPD is doing their normal role of making sure that there's no inappropriate actions in the city.
Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg, who's overseeing this Trump case, was seen with heavier than usual security. Meanwhile, organizers have stopped the steal, which resulted in the January 6th Capitol riots, warned Trump supporters they would be jailed or worse if they protested in the city. Julie Walker, New York.
President Biden's first veto of his presidency is a Republican-led effort in Congress to overturn a Labor Department rule allowing retirement plans to consider environmental, social, and governance factors when making investment decisions. President Biden says an American has been freed in Niger.
Just today, an American aid worker, Jeff Woodkey has been released after spending 6 years hostage in a terrorist group. Assumed retirement with his wife and family, and will continue our work to bring home all Americans held hostage or unjustly detained.
U.S. officials say no ransom was paid for Woodkey's release. A French journalist was also released in Niger. Trading in shares of First Republic Bank were halted multiple times today as uneasiness still surrounds the financial institution following its $30 billion rescue package. This is AP News. With overdoses on the rise, states are looking at harsher fentanyl penalties.
Every time we try to police our way out of a drug-related problem, it is an utter failure.
Adam Wan, an assistant professor of public policy at John Jay College of Criminal Justice, who says prison sentences should be targeted for drug dealers.
Put them in prison for a long period of time. But when it comes to average, everyday Americans who are using drugs, arresting, prosecuting, and putting them in jail is not a technique that has been proven effective.
His solution? Diversion programs.
Then proving that they could stay off drugs in order to keep them a productive member of society.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Police have arrested a student on suspicion of stabbing three people at a high school in Canada's Atlantic Coast city of Halifax, Nova Scotia. The extent of the injuries is unclear. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.